Corona COVID. The best thing in the world. The question is how you do it. So the Goyisha concept of COVID is something to run away from. The need to be recognized by the entire world, which basically limits you from doing anything right, because you're always bound by public opinion. And even worse than that, you're really not necessarily being a good person, you're just getting popularity. There's a type of person, for example, he's a big Baal Chesed. Whole time he's helping people. But if you ask his wife, how is he? He says, he's the most evil person she knows. Because at home, nobody knows what's going on at home. So he totally neglects his wife and children because that's not going to make the headlines. And he's out for publicity. Chazanish writes in one place, a person as a human being is not a human being. I didn't say those words, I'm exaggerating a little bit. He's a good tool. In other words, if you need him to do something for you, he'll do it for you because he wants to give it over. But by us, the impressions we make on other people is not what's guiding us. Adarabba, the more one conceals himself, it's considered a higher level of Yiddishkeit, a higher level of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the thing that's supposed to be guiding us is our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To see what we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then afterwards, in Echanami, Tzelen Elikim, can emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gave us the ability to emulate him, but the way he does it. So in that example that Moshe I gave you before, person wants to be a big Baal Chesed, the starting point is first be Baal Chesed with your own spouse and your children. If you manage with that, then spread out to bigger horizons. So that's the starting point of everything. Kamuvan, Chesed Bayos is also not just an act, it's a mind frame, mindset. How do we approach things in life? If you have the right mindset, then everything in life has a connection to Chesed. For example, if I care about Klal Yisrael, so I have opportunity that takes me zero time, zero effort, but maybe a lot of effort. Not physical effort, mental effort. No money, free of charge. Three times a day, I say Shemon Esrei. And three times a day, I'll be misfiled for Klal Yisrael. Give us wisdom. Bring us closer to you. Bring us closer to your Torah. Forgive us. Give us health. Fight our wars. Bring us the Gula. Bring back the Mashiach. Bring the Beit HaMikdash. These are all things. If you have that mind frame that I care about others, then take advantage of what you're doing anyway. So you're saying, well, it's hard to start doing it. Okay. But if you have that desire, and you really focus on the desire that you have, it'll give you extra strength to do it. See what I tell you? Same thing. We believe that any individual who's learning Torah, it affects all the celestial bodies and super spiritual bodies in the world. It brings a kesher, mercies, brings shalom, bein palmayel, shalmayel, shalmayel, shalmayel. It brings bracha into the world. So when I'm learning Musa, I feel responsibility when I'm doing it. I'm doing something which is beneficial in a great way, not just for me. It's all Klal Yisrael. So what does that have to do with COVID? I'm supposed to be talking about COVID today. So we saw before that the real COVID is giving value to things. I honor, true honor, not flattery. And the world was, the COVID we're talking about till now, that fake COVID is flattery. I want people to flatter me, not to appreciate me. You know, you have the situation of a person's wealthy and everybody's giving him tremendous COVID. Then he loses his wealth and suddenly he used to be a smart guy, not a smart guy. He used to be, everyone loves him, nobody cares about him. What happens? Just because of money? What does money have to do with anything? First, it wasn't the appreciation of the person. Maybe they should appreciate the person. Not that's a different story. But I'm just saying, well, what we're talking about COVID is, COVID is the notion of COVID. I'm giving weight to something. So true COVID is a match of something. I give weight, I give value to the spiritual world, then I'll be mechabit things in the spiritual world. Mechabit things that other people do, and I'll mechabit things that I do.
Yeah. So he's saying now, we may have spoken this a little bit last time, and remember, sensitivity to COVID is, like we're saying, it's the most important thing. And our goal in life is to be mechabit the things that have true value, which are the spiritual things. Even so, he says, there's another force that confuses us from our goals in life. It's called taiva, the desire for a spiritual, for physical fulfillment, physical pleasure. Starts from a good place, but we need to have taiva, otherwise we may forget to eat and die from starvation. So Hashem builds into our body that when we're lacking something, we feel a need for it. We feel a need for food, we need a need for sleep. And all the other things, reproduction also is based on taiva, to make sure that we do it. But when it comes into an end and drags us after running after the physical world, then we're in trouble. A person who learns more Torah, automatically the controlling power of Taiva gets weakened. But basically, the controlling power of Taiva is that it's a mechanism within myself, called the Eitzar, which is convincing me I'm just a bundle of Taiva. That's all I am. That's my essence. I need these physical pleasures, and without them, I can't survive. There was some guy named Sigmund Freud. That's what he said. The person is just a bunch of Taiva. The Bible claims that the Seif Yomov, even Sigmund Freud himself, said that it was just dealing with the basement of a human edifice. That's the lowest level, something way above it. Well, I don't know who cares what he felt or not. When I'm a Kabbalah, the Habamina and the Maskar doesn't interest us either. But that's the truth. That a person is made up of Chatzi, spiritual, the Shaman, and the other part of him is physical, the body. As far as the body is concerned, the same body, same DNA as the rest of the animals. But the thing is that our body is connected, guided, the goal is to be guided by the neshama, and by doing so, using the body as a tool to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do what's good for the neshama. But if we do not feed our neshama, so just like you don't feed the body gets weak, so the spiritual side of us gets weak, and that we don't really have anything to control our physical drives. That is one of the important things about the Kurt Alima Toya. The Kurt Alima Toya controls that running after physical drives, because it gives us a new world. It gives and empowers the spiritual side of ourselves. As the Gemara says, Barasi Yetahara, Barasi Toyotavan. The Torah is a spice that gives flavor to the spiritual world and makes it unnecessary to run after the pleasures of the physical world. In other words, Hashem is not, we don't believe that a person has to torture himself. A certain religion that believes if you want to be holy, you have to sleep on a bed of nails, you now get married, and all kinds of things. Stay away from anything physical. We don't believe in that. We believe that Hashem gave us this world to enjoy life. Like the Chassidus Sharm says, the holy Lusato, Ramchal, life is made for pleasure. But have the real pleasure. The pleasure of going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if you do not develop that pleasure, then you have nothing to control the other drive for the physical pleasure. The Rambam writes at the end of the halacha of improper relationships, the thought of varayis, adultery, is only in the mind which is not involved in chokhmah. The Moshe Feinstein says the truth. The holy Moshe Feinstein, by going in rush hour, anybody who's in rush hour in New York or in Japan, wherever you live, you get squished into the guy next to you. So the shayla was, is it permitted for a man to go rush hour? The reasonable chance may have a woman. So he quotes his Rambam. Well, the person, Jewish person, what does he feel? He's thinking about a Mishnah, a Gemara. That's the way he was. They say about him. He used to walk like 15, 20 minutes from his house to the yeshiva. And happy, though he died, was not the Meir Shalom exactly. Somebody must ask him that. And the son, if he went to Baylor, the son of the house, they never saw anything. Okay, once again, this is a Behar Madregis. But each one of us, we have to understand that the way we empower ourselves to control the shlita, the power of physical drives over us, is by involving ourselves in spiritual endeavors. So the most direct, most powerful one that does that is the Torah. But, he says, now comes what's not yet us. So we go up a level. The person is involved in Torah, Avodah Hashem, or the Shvokah, oh, okay, now we The nefesh is called the physical part of ourselves. That has lost its power. I'm involved in the ruach, something a higher level than that. I'm involved in Torah, even chesed, all these things, spiritual things. Okay, I made it. I'm great. So you're balgayim. So you just switched your yetzer now from Torah to gayim. Okay. You went up a level in the chanami. Yeah, that's what he said. It's going to switch for the gayim. Now suddenly you say, oh, why is it not so that I am learning so well and spouse so well? People are not appreciating it. You might say something, don't accept my opinion. My wife should know that I'm learning an hour a day, or 10 hours, or whatever it is. When I say, I have to get my way. So in the past, I just switched his yetzer. He went up a step, but now he has to realize that, Anachanami, you are dealing with something more spiritual. The drive for COVID is more spiritual than the drive of physicality. The Vilna Gaon that had hope shot, Rabbi Feldman, has a book called The Juggler and the King. It's named after Maimon Chazal, which that is the point of the Maimon Chazal. The juggler was basically, in that story, was juggling between Taiva and COVID. Taiva and God,
And if a person doesn't work on himself, usually the taiva wins out in the end. If you're not refined, with all your desire for kova, the animalistic part of you takes over. And you see, you have very close with people, some headlines come out, he did, oh, you say what he did. He was involved himself to the point that he has to drop all his jobs. That's it. But anyway, what we're talking about is, these are the two things that we have to deal with. So, the basic physical drive that sometimes overcome us, our connection to Torah, primarily, and Avodas Hashem, that can uplift us from that. And then we have to be aware that we're now becoming more sensitive to COVID, and we have to direct the COVID in the right fashion. He says, that's Pshat, it's a little Chiddush. And it says, whoever's greater than his friend, his Yetzer is greater. So some people take it and understand that all the Yetzer, a person's the biggest side of him, had all the Yetzer even more than the simple person. It doesn't really make sense. Why should that be a person that's having a Yetzer than everybody else? So he's saying, Yetzer Godel means it's a higher level Yetzer. It went up in us. It's not dealing with like the very basic things. It doesn't have a problem with he's going to eat a non-kosher hamburger or not. But in this level, he has things he's dealing with. COVID and these type of things have a serious Yetzer.
Yeah.
Says the Ramchal, "E Evsha, it's impossible to be a Eved Neman LeGoyle, cause man shulchas al COVID atzma. If you're involved in your own COVID, you cannot be a full Eved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kapon Yisroch L'mayit, if you're always running around, running about, it's important to you what people think about you, it's always going to limit your Avodas Hashem, because you're not going to say something which you're concerned may not be politically correct. Or you're sitting with people that are doing certain things. And let's say that the classic thing, they're sitting together and say, Lashon Hara. They're embarrassing to start a walk away or not take part in it. I just do Lashon Hara. Nobody has. So it's embarrassing. If you're looking for COVID and you want to be part of the society, so what can you do? If you realize, no. The most valuable thing in life is going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is taking me away from it, then that desire for external cover falls away. That's what Dovah Melech said. Nikloisi oy vizoyis v'yishu shovel v'einai. I was willing to embarrass myself and make myself look like a nothing. Come on, this is because he meant it. That looking for the external recognition, he was willing to forego that completely. V'akovar amiti eina ele yidiz ha-Torah v'enet. That's the Messiah Hashem says. The knowledge of Torah, which are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, COVID. They say that a very wealthy person came to Rav Shteynen and he said, you know, I have problems with the guy, but I'm the vicious guy in town. Everyone's going up and flattering me. How do I work on the guy? So Rav Shteynen asked him, how many deceptives do you know by heart? And the guy, whoop. They said, I don't understand what your problem is. That's a very simple way of putting everybody into place. That's what it is. You know, this is our, I can't remember whether you know it by heart or not. Important thing with Torah is as investing Torah in my Torah. That connects me to Torah. We need to have an eternal bond with Torah. The way we bind ourselves to Torah is by the fact that I put in time, I put in effort, I work hard to understand it, I don't just flip the pages. When Hashem sees that, that causes an automatic bind, kesher between me and the Torah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I don't fully understand it, number one, we have to try to understand it, even if I don't fully understand it. But that kesher was developed, that glue, eternal glue has been established. So that's what's important in life. Yeah. See, the Evan Neman mentioned in Shabbos briefly, very briefly, this idea that if you think of it in the Goyish world, the concept of being an Evan, a servant, is very degrading. I have to be independent, self-made man, home of the, what's it called? Something of the brave, free and the brave. America, what's this? Home of the brave, land of the free, home of the brave, something like that. Yeah, anyway, we have to be the free, brave, the greatest level that you can be reached is to be an Eved Hashem. Servant, be a servant, that's what we're aspiring to. That's like the lowest thing you can be. So, the truth is, we don't have time to be marathon today, but the concept called Eved Melech Melech, which means, the Melech is the one who is the most powerful, but a real king is somebody who represents the entire value system of his malucha. All the goodness and greatness is encapsulated in the king. He's the one who is supposed to unite his entire nation to come to one united goal, which is the values of the king. That's what a king's supposed to be. Most monarchs are the opposite of that. But that's the way it is. We talk about Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Melech of Klal. What does it mean, the Melech of Klal Yisrael? He recognized all the different parts of Klal Yisrael, all the traditions of Klal Yisrael. And he represented the value of being the Am Hashem, and he was the uniting force to combine Klal Yisrael to be this one unit of nations, bringing about the Kavod Hashem in the world. So basically, by the fact that a person vats himself to the Melech Malchei Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he makes himself, instead of being an independent entity, the, can't say the words, Kivayochel, part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You put yourself into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. So instead of being a physical entity, you become part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain. So if I'm a battle, if I'm not like that, I said, no, I have to be independent. I need my Kavod, I need my Tavis. But my Kavod and my Tavis has nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm separating myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's like in the moshul here, Rav Shimshon Pinkel brings a nice moshul. A table is a piece of wood on top and four pieces of wood on the side. If you have on the floor five pieces of wood, it's nothing. If you put together in the form of a table, it forms something. Oh, it's a table. Once it becomes a table, then this piece of wood on the side is not just another piece of wood. It is a table. Each one has that nature of being the table, and that's what our goal with our Baptist HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I say, I'm not an independent operator. I'm an Eved Hashem, means I want to be part of Hashem's world, be part of His greatness. And that gives me His greatness. That's what the Irish Mother Klal Yisrael has to end history. When Fatal Sub Sakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Megillah, that gives us His greatness. He gives us His Yad Hashem, and we elevate ourselves. That's where the Jewish nation survives throughout history. So, as we talked about a little bit today, the Goyisha look at Kovim, and Taizah, and our look at how to control them, to uplift ourselves above the physical Taizah, and they should control us because we have connection to the spiritual world, and then when we get into the spiritual realm, realize also the Kovim over there is not something that I'm looking for external recognition, but I'm giving value to the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and recognizing that I can become part of Hashem's value system by totally accepting that value system and not taking it for myself. And that in itself makes me great. Have a great week. So we want to do some chassadim, put a little more effort into Shemoneh Esrei this week, and Shabbat Klal Yisrael. That will be uplifting ourselves in all these different ways. When we learn, also,